I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A symbolic gesture sends a pressing message to North Korea. Meanwhile, Advent is upon us. One ministry offers some reflection and resources, so stick around. First, 2 weeks ago, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the North Korean Human Rights Reauthorization Act of 2023. It would renew a bill passed in 2004 calling for North Korea to address grave abuses of citizens. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
You know, it's hard to say that it means a lot because the North Korean regime is obviously, they're not checking with the U.S. government before they persecute Christians, before they persecute their own people. And so it really is, in many ways, a symbolic thing that, hey, we're paying attention to this, we're watching this.
Christians are targeted in North Korea because of a particular concept at the government's core.
They call it the philosophy of Juche, or self-reliance, but it is built on the idea that members of the Kim family are divine beings. Christianity is treason, because if you say that Jesus is Lord, if you pray to Jesus, then you're saying Kim Il-sung is not Lord. You are undermining our government.
Yet the gospel is reaching North Korea through radio as well as other means we can't talk about. Join us in praying for the North Korean regime.
For their hearts to be changed and for ultimately that to change the way our Christian brothers and sisters in North Korea are treated.
There's more in the full story at our website. Meanwhile, with India expanding regulations for the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, Indian church partners are apprehensive about the wording for illegal religious conversion activity. Any NGOs labeled with this activity will lose foreign funding under the new FCRA guidelines. John Podaiti, president of Bibles for the World, says,
it really depends on how they interpret that and what they say. It has to be illegal religious conversion activities. That's kind of a judgment call. What is legal religious conversion and what is illegal religious conversion?
18 of India's 28 states have anti-conversion laws on the books. They're used to target Christian ministries and converts from Hinduism. Since the new FCRA regulations, the Federation of Catholic Associations of Archdiocese of Delhi has stated that telling Indian Christians to stop propagating their faith is a direct infringement on India's constitutional religious freedom.
Fortunately, our primary partners in India have not had any difficulty or charges filed against them that they're involved in illegal religious conversion activities.
Despite the challenges, India's need for the gospel is urgent, with 1.3 billion people who still don't know Christ. Pray wisdom for faithful Christian ministries representing Jesus.
Pray that the organizations here may start to find ways to be self-sustaining.
And finally,
I believe we have a great gift in engaging with hope and peace and love, knowing that what we have, we can share. It's a privilege that we can bring with us as part of the gifts of Christmas season.
That's Denise Godwin, who works with International Media Ministries, bringing the light of Christ to the darkest parts of the world. She says sharing Christ during Advent can take many forms.
Through media, through conversations, through giving, through prayer.
For people in many countries around the world, there's no significance to Christmas.
There's no purpose behind this season for them. In many cases, there's no markers, no lights, no decorations, things like that. And that's illegal. And they don't understand the light of the world.
Wherever we live, Christians can point the world around us to the source of Advent's themes: hope, peace, joy, and love.
It's a lovely privilege that we can incorporate into our Advent as we wait and dwell on the birth of Jesus Christ and what that means as light came to the world in a unique way to save us once and for all.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.